那么这本书呢，就给我们看见一个基督徒一辈子在学一个顺服的功课。
This tells us that a Christian learns the lesson of obedience all his life.
你不是说信主的时候那一刹那你顺服了，以后就没事了，不是的。
It is not only the moment that you believe in God that you have to be obedient, and then later on you forget about it.
你来美国不来美国，这是另外一个给你顺服的机会，学习顺服的功课。
Whether you were to come to this country or not, that was another opportunity for you to learn the lesson of obedience.
你的感情、婚姻的生活也是另外一个使你学顺服的机会。
Also, as far as emotions, as far as matter of marriage, this is another opportunity to learn.How to be obedient.
找职业也是一个机会给你学顺服的机会。
To find your occupation, that is also a chance to learn the lesson of obedience.
今天留在美国还是回东南亚，又是一次给你学顺服的机会。
Whether to stay in this country or to go back to Southeast Asia is another one of those chances to learn obedience.
所以我们对神要有顺服的心。
Therefore, toward God, we have to be obedient.
不要对鬼撒旦，我们要有一个勇敢的心。
We have to be brave.
我们记得以弗所书里面讲到保罗描写基督徒的全副军装。
We know in these Ephesians, Paul described about the whole armor of a Christian.
有护心镜。
There is the protective mirror before your heart.
有盾牌。
There is a shield.
有头盔。
There is the helmet.
有这个有那个。但有一样东西没有。
There's one thing that we don't have.
护背镜没有。
There's not anything to protect our back.
你看圣经没有护背镜。
Look at it, there's nothing.
你去看这个这个天路历程 Pilgrim Progress.
Pilgrim Progress.
你看这本书，你看基督徒跟魔鬼征战的时候，只有一条路，你即使是打得头破血流，你只有一个路，就是继续往前走。
When you study the Pilgrim's Progress, you will find out that when the Christians, warriors, soldiers fight, there is only one way, and that is forward.
你只要你向前，你就有保护的东西。什么时候你向着魔鬼，你逃跑，你背朝着他，你的这个 Achilles heel 就是向着他。
So, whenever you are going forward, you are all protected. And whenever you turn around and go backward,you don't have any protection.
那么第三，对人要有爱心。
Thirdly, toward men, you have to have love.
这个理论不需要多讲。
I don't need to go too far on.
这越讲越麻烦。
The more I talk about it, I might confuse the issue.
刚才很多人走，他们说跑来很客气的跟我说：“哎呀，李牧师，我们一定要走了，明天不能多听你讲道。”
So many people said goodbye to me earlier and said, "We can't listen to any more of your messages."
老师说我恭喜他们。
Actually, I congratulate them.
你知道今天基督徒的问题在哪里吗？
You know the problem of Christians?
听到听太多。
I've heard too many.
我不是开玩笑，就是听到听太多。
Not joking.
尤其哇，这个雷太太那里有很多好的录音带，尤其是听好到听太多更麻烦。
You know that Mrs. Louie has a lot of real good tapes. Or the problem is listening to too many good sermons.
你听很多那些好道，你一定不要听我讲道。
If you have heard a lot of good messages, you do not want to hear my talk.
所以有人说，今天中国的教会出了很多听道匠，你懂吗？
So people say that today in the Chinese churches.We have a lot of people who listens to messages.
木工有木匠，电工有电匠，泥水有泥水匠，今天竟然也有听道匠。
We have the carpenters, we have the plumber, but we also have people who just specialize in listening to sermons.
求主帮助我们，让我们不要一昧的只是说，哎呀，我要听，我要听，我要领受，领受，这对大家不是个好处，是个坏处。
May the Lord help us that we do not just continuously want to listen because this may not be good for us.
我不是要赶你们走，不过我是觉得这些走的人比你们有福气一点点。
I'm not trying to drive you away, but I feel that maybe in some way the people that have left are more blessed than you are.
因为你听得越多，你的责任越大，你懂我的意思啊？
Because the more you hear, the bigger is your responsibility.
所以我觉得爱心我不要多讲，因为讲了对我们只有麻烦，没有好处。
So I feel I should not talk too much about love because it will create a bigger responsibility for each of us.
对神、对鬼、对人，最后讲到对自己。
Finally, it's towards self.
我觉得今天基督徒非常非常需要，就是对己要诚实。
I feel the Christians today ought to be honest to themselves.
要很真实。你发现今天很多的基督徒在礼拜堂里面见到的都不是真的他的自己。
If you find out that today many Christians, when you see them in the church, you're not really seeing the real self.
哎呀，弟兄啊，感谢主，不是真的。
Oh, brother, thank the Lord.
Well, 今天有很多很多的基督徒真是在演戏。
Today there are many, many Christians that are indeed putting on a show.
尤其在教堂里面。
Especially in the church.
你在教堂里面，你看这个人忍耐特别大。
You feel that this person has a lot of patience inside the church.
爱心特别多。
He has a lot of love.
你回到他家去看看他。
You go back to his home and look at him.
有人说在外是一条羊，在家是一只狼。
Outside, he looks like a lamb, but inside he is a wolf.
你们知不知道主耶稣出来做工，第一个记者招待了，第一个被人问的问题是什么吗？
Do you know what was the first question that was asked to Jesus when he came out to ministry?
你知道吗？耶稣出来传道，第一个被问的问题是什么？
What was the first question asked to Jesus at his ministry?
你天国的这个计划是什么样子的？
What is your master plan for the kingdom of God?
你做工的程序是什么样子的？
What is your process of your work?
不是的。
No.
你知道第一个问题耶稣被问的是什么？
What was the first question?
夫子，你在哪里住？
Mister, where do you live?
是那两个跟随施洗约翰的人听见施洗约翰说看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪，结果他们两个人就傻乎乎就跟着耶稣走了。
It was the two disciples of John the Baptist who heard John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of GodAnd so these two people just followed Jesus.
然后耶稣听见有人跟着他，有人与他同行，然后就翻过头来就问他们一个问题。
When Jesus heard that there were some people behind him in his steps, so he turned around and asked them.
这句话也很重要。
He also asked a very important question.
他说，你们要什么？
He said, what do you want?
如果主耶稣今天问你，你们要什么？
Jesus asked you today, what do you want?
你知不知道你的需要？
You know your need?
我相信主一直不断的都在我们心里面问这样一个问题，你要什么？
I feel Jesus Christ is continuously asking us this question, what do you want?
他们说夫子你在哪里住？
And they said, Mister, where do you live?
他说夫子请你把你的地址给我。
Say, Mister, will you give us your address?
你如果今天跑来问我，你说李牧师，你的地址是什么？
Do you say, Reverend Lee, what's your address?
我一定要问你干什么？
I'll say, what for?
我要与你同住一段时间。
I want to live with you for a while.
我绝不把地址给你。
Then I won't give you the address.
因为对我来讲是个很大的威胁。
Because to me, this is a great threat.
因为我要保持你们在讲台上看见我的这个好印象。
Because I want to try to maintain this good impression that you have for us when I'm on stage.
如果你到我家来住上了一个礼拜，所有讲台的印象通通扫地，你懂我的意思吗？
Maybe if you come and stay for a week in my house, all my reputation, my good impression.
我告诉你，一个人讲道如果能够在太太在座的时候也讲到很迫切，这个人大概还是不错的一个传道人。
But a preacher is able to preach when his wife is in the audience, then maybe he is not a bad man after all.
He's not a bad preacher after all. 因为一个人讲道最怕就是他的家人坐在下面，你懂我的意思。
Because a preacher, when he preaches, he's always worried if someone in his family is sitting down there.
这是个故事，有个传统人在台上讲道讲得很激烈，哎呀你们要彼此相爱呀。
Someone was preaching very excitedly about you have to love one another.
这个师母出去了。
The wife of this preacher went out.
然后你知道她出去干嘛？她出去拿了一个被窝。
She went out and get a sleeping bag.
然后回来就拿到她丈夫面前说：“你就住在台上吧。因为你在台上讲的真是好听，我希望你永远坐在那里。
Because you are so good when you are on the pulpit, I wish that you would stay right there.
弟兄姊妹，我发现我们今天做基督徒的不够真实。
Dear brethren, I found that today we as Christians are not truthful enough.
所以主耶稣说，听见他们问他你在哪里住。
Therefore, Jesus heard they asked, "Where do you live?"
耶稣怎么回答？
How did Jesus answer?
记得吗？说你来看，你们来看。
Jesus said, "Come and watch and see for yourself."
巴不得我们每一个基督徒在讲台上被人听，在生活上被人看。
May every Christian can be not only heard but also watched.
马太福音第五章说你们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Matthew chapter 5 says ye are the salt and the light of the world.
然后在17节好像他说叫世人看见你们的好行为，便叫荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
17 so that other people when they see your good conduct and give glory to God in the heaven.
耶稣不是说叫世人听见你们的好道理就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Jesus did not say so that others may hear your good preaching and give glory to God.
今天中国的基督教经得起人家听，但是经不起人家看。
Today the Chinese Christianity is good enough for other people to listen to, but not good enough for other people to look.
你看在雷太太那里有几千个好道理可以给我们听。
Mrs. Louie has thousands of good tips for us.
求主给我们一些好行为给人家看。
May the Lord provide us with some good conduct, good actions for other people to look at.
我看今天大概没有时间给大家问问题，因为还有五分钟而已。
We only have 5 minutes.
好吧，我就暂停在这里。如果有什么问题，各位可以现在提出来。
Can I just pause here and you can ask questions?
因为时间很宝贵，然后马上他们还有一个 business session 啊，还要开同工会。如果没有的话，我继续再提一些几点跟这个生活有关系的。第一，我不太喜欢在教会里面常常听见平信徒这个称呼。
I do not like the term layman in the church.
因为我没有在圣经里面看到有这样的一个称呼。
Because I do not see this term in the Bible.
当然大家说平信徒我应该很高兴，因为把传道人衬托高一点，因为他是高信徒，我是平信徒。
I should be glad because we talk about laymen, it seems like at the lower level, and then we talk about the people that are in the ministry.
我为这个问题我问了请教了很多教会里面的属灵长辈。
I've asked many spiritual leaders in the churches.
有一次我碰到唐佑之牧师，我问他这个问题，我说哎呀，这个平信徒跟这个传道人要怎么样有一个新的名词比较好。
One time I asked Dr. Peter Tang this question, what do you think about this layman?
那么唐佑之牧师告诉我，他说哎，我们在香港现在对已经不叫平信徒了。
And in Hong Kong now we don't call that layman.
那我说你们叫什么呢？
What do you call?
他说我们叫义工。
We call that
义务工人 volunteer.
Volunteer worker.
义工，义务工人，呀，就是给弟兄姊妹有一个关系，就是他也是神的工人。
In other words, he is also a servant of God.
很好，但是我再问他，那我说那传道人叫什么呢？
What do you call the ministers?
哦，他说现在还不流行，不过我们预备叫专工。
I guess you call them paid workers, I don't know.
我觉得圣经里面实在没有这一种的分别，我们要小心，我们不要随随便说平信徒平。其实有很多很多的 terminology， 我觉得我们应该改。
I think there are many terminology terms that we have to change.
然后我们说那个人是不信的，我觉得这句话也不对。
We say that that one does not believe. I don't think that's right.
我们应该说那个人还没有信。
We have to say that that man has not believed.
有没有分别？人家还没有信，你说不信，你已经跟他定规说他不信，人家还在慢慢慕道，你就说不信，你还没有盖棺就论定。
That he might still believe one day, we cannot say that he is non-believer.
所以也许这两天你们听我讲到提到这些 non-Christian， 我是说那些还没有信的，我不是说那些不信的。
When I talk about non-Christians or non-believers, I'm really talking about those who haven't believed yet.
那么另外一点我要在这里跟大家交通的。
Another point I would like to share with you.
我发现今天有两种的基督徒。
I found that there are two kinds of Christians.
一种是跟世界同流又合污的。
One type is not only that they flow with, they mingle with the stream of the non-Christians, they also are polluted with the non-Christians.
那么另外一种更也很干脆，又不同流，所以他不合污。
The other kind, they don't follow the crowd of the community of the society, and therefore they are not polluted.
那你们要学哪一个？
Which kind do you like to be in?
啊？怎么？都不选，一样。我们要看，我刚才不是说了吗？我们要学耶稣的榜样。耶稣是哪一种？
Which kind was
changed? Right, 同流而不合污。
To be mingled in the stream, but not to be polluted.
这是圣经的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
我们要在主面前学会一件事情，如，李牧师，你是个新潮派的牧师。
Reverend Lee, you are a new fad type of minister.
他说别的牧师都很保守，你太顽皮。
People are all very conservative, but you are naughty.
我看你在球场上什么球都打。
I see that you play every kind of sport.
虽然不是都打得很好，但是每一样都能够打一打。
Even though you don't good in all these, but you try everything.
我学这些运动有属灵的目的的。
I have a spiritual goal when I engage in these sports.
因为我觉得我要跟一些非基督徒同流。
I feel that I want to be mingled with the non-Christians.
你如果跟这些非基督徒永远不能够留在一起，你不能够影响他们，你无法影响他们，你高高在上，他们永远不会来听你所说的，看你所表现出来的。
You cannot have contact with the non-Christians and you are holier than thou attitude, then you can never help them.
所以求主帮助我们有一个同流而不合污的一个基督徒的生活观。
So may the Lord help us that we can have this kind of a concept, and that is to be in the world and not off the world.
所以今天下午我不只是把昨天的做一个浓缩和这个复习。
Not only that, I have reviewed what I said yesterday.
那么我也把一些很具体、很实际的跟几方面的关系给各位做一个很简单的参考。
I have also outlined some very practical points.
那么最后也希望能够纠正弟兄姊妹一些观念。
And also, I hope that I have corrected some of your concepts.
那么有一次我跟 Stephen Tong 唐崇龙弟兄谈了很多很多今天教会里面一些观念的问题，说法的问题。
One time I was talking to Reverend Stephen Tong about many of the things in the church.
我们常常听见人家祷告说，主啊，求你祝福李牧师，让他在台上能够释放你的信息。
Many times we hear people pray, say, Lord, please bless Reverend so and so so that he may release thy message.
唐崇龙弟兄说，这个祷告什么意思？
Reverend Tong said, "What does that mean?"
神的道什么时候被捆绑，要你来释放
？When were God's messages ever bound together that you have to release it?
是你被捆绑，不是神的话被捆绑。
It is you that is being bonded and not God's word.
求主释放这个传道人，让他讲神的话，不是求主让他释放主的话。
May God release this preacher that he may. preach God's words and not for him to release God's words.
其实这一类的话我们真是应该在主面前非常非常的准确的来使用。
We have to be very accurate when we use these.
基督徒的生活这是一个一辈子学习不完的功课。
Christian living is a lifetime lesson.
巴不得我们这次分离以后，以后若是在主面前有机会再见面，我们能够彼此交通，彼此分享我们这一段时间在基督徒生活上面的领受和经历。
After we separate here, if one day we should cross our path again, it is my prayer that we can share and have fellowship together about our understanding and the things that we learn from God.
我知道在那么热的天气里面要听下午的课是很吃力的事情。
I know the afternoon sessions are always very hard to take.
有一次我在台湾替一个传道人翻译，在台上我自己睡着。
One time in Taiwan, I was interpreting for someone, and I fell asleep.
Literally, 我不是困，就是突然他讲一句话，大概有几秒钟的时间，我突然魂游向外。
One time, just for a few seconds, I fell asleep.
所以谢谢你们这两天下午忍耐在那里撑着你们的精神，我们来听这个很重要的信息。
Thanks for your patience for bearing with me for the past two afternoons.
但是求主让我们能够把主的话能够反复的思想。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we may meditate upon his words.
让我们每一个基督徒的生活就是一篇讲章。
That each of us lives may become a message, a sermon itself.
让我们每一个基督徒被神放在哪一个岗位，就在那里为他发生一个很深的影响力。
That wherever we may be placed by the Lord, there we manifest the effects that God has intended for us.
你看主耶稣说是盐是光，盐和光有一种渗透的力量。
We know that salt and also light,They have a power going through, like osmosis type of effect.
这个盐如果真的把它放在一些东西里面，它慢慢就化掉，它就影响到那个里面去。
We put salt in something, it will be dissolved and it will enter into the content itself.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主啊，你让我们在这几天的时间安静在你的面前。主啊，能够不只是坐在那里听如何照着你的脚中行，主啊，也让我们接受这样的一个挑战，主啊，让我们在往后的日子就愿意真正的走在主你自己的脚中里面，主啊，因为这条路是你走过的，我们所遇见的任何的难处困难，主啊，都是主你自己经历过的，所以你知道我们的困难，你也有能力帮助我们从这些困难里面释放出来，所以亲爱的主，我们求你特别的帮助我们，让我们特别在这里思想基督徒生活的时候，我们心的里头真是在主的面前立下心愿，主啊，做一个讨你喜欢平衡的荣耀你名的一个基督徒，主啊，等到有一天我们见你面的时候，我们能够被你称许为又忠心又良善的仆人，主啊，祝福我们，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
这是信诚中国教会免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作，我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名，神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要，我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以下各项工作。第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音，使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三，使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能， 愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。除此以外，我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。 谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。
Thank you.